This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Ev Eberline. And all the spring weather is here, but don't get too confident about this, folks. There's new snow on the mountains in Arizona pretty much every year in April, often more than once in April. Don't say I didn't warn you. But meanwhile, it's time to get up at least to the mid-level country and maybe even to the high country. There's not a big, thick snowpack on the north rim of the Grand Canyon. Let's go bushwhacking today. Pull out your maps. I'm not going to give you directions how to get out to this spot. You can figure it out from your Grand Canyon map. As close as you can get to Tiu Point. That's T-I-Y-O, Tiu Point, on the north rim of the Grand Canyon. And let's go climb Shiva Temple today. Shiva the Destroyer, yes. It's actually not that terribly hard of a climb. Get on the Point Sublime Road, and you will find a road that heads out to Tiu Point. It is closed off. It's an old double track, but you can follow it almost all the way out to the point. And look for a small drainage that goes down just to the right of the point, to the west. You're going to find a game trail there. This is a spot where the deer and the lions come and go on a regular basis. In fact, some years ago, I think Mama Lion was teaching the cubs how to do it right one year, and I discovered a half a dozen mule deer kills within a three-quarter mile radius around Shiva's saddle, the saddle between the temple and the north rim. This is a pretty straightforward drop through the Kaibab, Toroweep, and Coconino layers down to Shiva's saddle at the top of the Supai Formation. Go around and up across the Hermit Shale to the northeast side of Shiva and look for some cairns, because you won't be the first to have gone there. In fact, that's a story for another day. Keep looking for the cairns and you'll find your way up through all the layers to the top of the largest plateau other than the Powell Plateau in the Grand Canyon. When you top out, look around. You may find some old metal milk containers up there. They hold about 10 gallons, maybe 8 gallons. They were the water stash for the very first climb of Shiva Temple. More on that another day. Remember, when you're bushwhacking, to be in an area that you feel comfortable in, maybe with folks who've gone there before. Look for game trails. That's the biggest trick. If the deer can go there, so can you. So looking forward to seeing you with a couple little scratches in your pants. This has been Arizona Trails with Ev